So, one tends to make mistakes when they don't consult the map ahead of time. When I went to the Harley shop in Idaho Falls, they said, "Oh, we have a new Harley shop in Jackson Hole." Great. It's only about an hour and a half away. Great. So I go over to the Jackson Hole Harley-Davidson shop, and that's right by the entrance to the Grand Tetons. Drive through the Grand Tetons, going up to the south entrance of Yellowstone, figuring that, you know, if it got too late, there's a road right between the exit of the Grand Tetons and the entrance to the south entrance of Yellowstone, but apparently that road is closed because of snow. So, my choices were to either go all the way up to the west exit, or go back the way I came, and then head back to Idaho Falls that way. If I went up to the west exit, that would have been probably about another 2 hours to get up to the exit, and then 2 hours to get back. So I'm hoping that it's only going to be about 3 hours for me to get from through the Grand Tetons and then out of Jackson across to Idaho Falls, and I'm hoping I should be back to the hotel by about 9 o'clock. I've already stopped many places and taken many pictures, so this ride back through the Grand Tetons is going to be just what I can see from the car. And plenty of pictures. And tomorrow, after my demo, I'm going to try to get up to Yellowstone and at least see Yellowstone. And I'm going to read the map tonight and check the internet and make sure all the roads that I want to go to are open.